Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, Undisputed listeners? It's your boy, Shay Sharp. I've got great news. I'm a finalist for a Shorty Award. Go vote for your boy and make sure I bring this award home. Thank you. Thank you again from the bottom of my heart for making Club Shay Shay a success.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Despite Dak Prescott signing his four-year contract with over $126 million guaranteed, some think the QB now has less pressure on him. Current Florida head coach and Dak's former coach at Mississippi State, Dan Mullen, is one of those who believe that. He told reporters that he knew it was Dak's dream to remain in Dallas, and now that a long-term deal is done, it, quote, relieves some of the pressure for him. So, Shannon, do you agree with this?
Oh, the only thing this has done, Skip, this has secured Dak's kids, his grandkids, for the rest of their lives. You know how this works, Skip. There's a reason why the CEOs of corporation makes money. The expectations level are there. You don't get paid this kind of money. You fought tooth and nail for over 2 years, says, I deserve this. This is what I deserve. You get this, and now there's, Skip, the expectations are through the roof. Imagine the expectations he had on him making $600,000. People like the Cowboys are the most talented football team. They have a quarterback. They should go this, and this. You pay a guy $40 million a year, which is the second highest paid contract in NFL history, and you talk about there's no pressure? The expectations are astronomical. Dak understands that. When you get this kind of money, guess what comes along with it? The same thing that comes along with Tom Brady, with Aaron Rodgers, with Patrick Mahomes. You ain't them big dollars? Okay, go deliver. You need to bring a Super Bowl. You need to give us one of the Roger Staubach, Troy Aikmans.
Yep.
That's what you need to do. Skip, the pressure does not cease. I understand it takes your mind like, man, whoo, I ain't got to worry about no contract. I'm straight for the next 4 years. I'm good. But the expectations of what is expected of you now in that situation. So now what's the excuse? Well, you know, Dak had that contract on his mind and whoo, so, you know, he's worried about getting hurt. There's none of that. Jared has removed that, gave you a check for $75 million. You're going to make $106 million in the first 16 months. Mm-hmm. No, Skip. Expectations does not subside. Pressure does not subside when you make money. It goes up because more is expected of you.
Yep.
So, Dan Mullen, I vehemently disagree with your statement if you think the pressure is no longer on Dak. It's more pressure than he's ever faced in his life. Because what is the excuse now? You had an excuse last year with Jerry, you know, Jerry should have gave him his money. He's done what he's supposed to do. He's won Rookie of the Year, and he's won two divisions. Jerry paying. Jerry said, okay, God dang it. I'm tired of y'all. Y'all telling me the only reason I ain't got no Super Bowl is because I ain't paid my quarterback?
Yep.
I'm going to pay him. Jerry also know we about to sign this deal, too. So I'll break him off a little something. But, Skip, I disagree with Dan Mullen. The pressure is through the roof.
I cannot tell you how much I hope Dan Mullen is right. You know about pressure.
Yeah.
We have pressure on this show.
Yes.
At this network. Pressure is what you perceive it to be and how you react to what you perceive.
Right.
Correct?
Yes.
So I'm hoping that Dak, in his mind's eye, is feeling less pressure.
Right.
To your point, you're right. It's out there.
Yeah.
It's how you perceive it. And how you deal with it, mm-hmm. and ultimately react to it. is there skepticism still among Cowboy fans and Cowboy Nation about Dak Prescott's ability to live up to $75 million that he's going to make next year and $164 million over 4 years? Yes, there's skepticism.
Yes.
But I'm hoping that it's going to be a different kind of pressure that he will respond to instead of crumble under.
Okay.
I still believe he was crumbling under the pressure to bet on himself. I go back two seasons ago to that stretch where, remember, he opens up. I hate to beat the dead horse here, speaking of the Cowboys, but remember, he opened up with three huge games against three bad teams that you dismissed as garbage teams. The Giants, this is going back to 2019. Giants at Washington, Miami at home. And all of a sudden, the negotiations went from great, it's imminent that we're going to sign him, said Jerry Jones,
right,
to, huh? You want more money? I thought we'd agreed on it.
Right.
And the blood went bad.
Mm-hmm.
And here we went, and now the world is saying, yeah, but Dak's betting on himself. Okay? Then what happened over the last 13 games? He ranked 15th best quarterback in the league, which is just middle of the pack, but it right. wasn't the guy that right. we saw in the first three games.
Middle of the pack guys don't get 40 mil.
They don't.
Shouldn't even ask for 40 mil.
No, they don't. And do I have to keep bringing up all those road games at New Orleans, at New York Jets, your favorite all-time Cowboy debacle game? They lost 24-22. And then at New England, at Chicago, at Philadelphia for all the marbles. Dak just wasn't very good. He wasn't Dak. He wasn't the guy that I knew and loved. And I thought, you're trying to live up. You're trying to bet on yourself. And it didn't really matter because what happened fatefully last year and what was it, the fifth game, the Giants game at home, Dak got hurt. And it was a horrible injury. It was career-threatening. But the silver lining to it was, as far as this negotiation went, it took Dak off the hook. And I'm not saying I would ever, I'm knocking on wood for Dak. I would never wish injury upon anybody. But there was a little metallic silver lining. It was that all of a sudden Dallas was forced to go with Andy Dalton.
Right.
And he got concussed. And then, you know, here we go, Garrett Gilbert. And then there's B.A.D. What's his middle name? Anthony? Ben Anthony
Ben Ducci. Anthony Ducci.
And it was a nightmare.
Right.
And so it made everybody sit back and say, where's Dak?
Right.
Jerry, he's so much more valuable than we even thought that he was. Well, it's because they pretty much cratered. They had a little burst at the end thanks to Andy Dalton, and they almost climbed back into it.
Right.
But you know the rest of the story. And it actually put Dak in an advantageous position. What if he had been the quarterback and had struggled through the year? Right. Well, he would have lost some maybe negotiating leverage, right?
Skip, maybe the pressure is what you feel when you don't know what the hell you're doing. But I think Dak has never felt this level of expectations before in his life. Because let's just say for the sake of argument, he has a three-game stretch in which they lose, and he's not playing particularly well. The first thing out of everybody's mouth, did the Cowboys make the right decision in giving Dak this money? You don't think he's going to hear that?
Well, you don't think Zeke has heard that
for about two long years?
Yep.
So all of a sudden, like, hold on, he making $40 million. And that's what he giving you? Jerry could have went out there and maybe he should have made the deal for Russell Wilson. Maybe he should have tried to get Deshaun Watson.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, you're going to start hearing all of that.
Yeah.
Things that Dak has never heard before.
Yep.
You never heard of somebody who should replace Dak in Dallas. But now that you got $40 million and you don't play up to that $40 million, what the fans and what people in that organization think you should, absolutely. So maybe pressure is the wrong word, but the expectations. You got a $40 million quarterback. You got a $15 million running back. You got two offensive linemen that's the highest paid in their position. You got a D lineman that's one of the highest paid in his position. What's the expectation level? It ain't no 9-7, no 10-6. You got to make a deep playoff run. NFC Championship game, possibly Super Bowl. To make it right. That's the way it works.
So you know how I feel about Dak Prescott. He's had long stretches starting with his rookie year of spectacular play in this league. We know what he is capable of doing. He's done it. I'm just hoping that he heaves a big sigh and starts living up to $164 million because he is capable of living up.
Yes.
But to your point, it can go the other way. The expectations are extraordinary now.
They are, but Skip, you think about that, his rookie year, these old expectations weren't like what they are now. No. He's a rookie making $600,000 filling in. He was supposed to be just holding the He's just supposed to be holding it until Tony Romo get healthy. Then he goes back to the bench. Now, you ain't holding it for nobody. You're supposed to put Lombardi number 6 next to the 5 that's already up there in Jerry's office.
Yep. I don't doubt nobody will work harder than this young man.
I agree.
I think he has high football character. I think he has big football in-game backbone that I love, just a competitive nature of him. So I love his intangibles. But when you go from 4th round to $164 million,
yeah.
Boy, there were times in 2019 after some of those games when if you had told me he was going to make $164 million, I would have laughed in your face.
Yeah, I don't think. Skip, I don't know if anybody's ever been that. I mean, normally guys that get that kind of money, Skip, they're first rounders.
Yeah.
They're second rounders. You look at the quarterback money. You look at Mahomes getting that money. You look at Deshaun. Skip, those are first round draft picks. Fourth rounders? Yeah. They become the second highest paid? That doesn't happen. That's a fairy tale. If you'd have told Dak, say, you know what, Dak, by 6 years, Dak, you will be making $40 million a year. The man said, get out. Man, I'm making $600,000. You'll get your butt out of my face. That's where he is. But guess what comes along with that? Expectations.
Okay. And finally, I thought my man Gerald Wayne Jones Jr. would take some more pressure off Dak Prescott by just exploding into free agency because he said at the Dak press conference, I got a big piece of pie left. I got a big piece of salary cap pie. And I'm saying, I can't tell because we added two more stellar names that I'd never heard of yesterday. I had heard of Brent Urban, but you know Brent Urban. Oh, he's a
no.
No, he's not a Pro Bowl. How about Carlos Watkins? I got to look his name up here.
What'd he do?
I don't know. He's a defensive lineman. Okay. And how about Ty Nasecki? He's the new backup offensive tackle. That's all we got. We re-signed.
But you say you got $20 million in cap.
I don't know what's happened. I don't know. So now the expectations continue to rise because you're not fixing the defense.
Right. Skip.
So it's going to be all Dak all the time.
Man, go on and break Sue off $12 million and get Sue. He'd be your best defensive lineman next to D-Law. If D-Law come to play, D-Law would obviously be the best. But Sue better than any D-lineman y'all got.
You got that right. Do it, Jerry. Let's go. Here we go.
Jerry be cheaper free agent. But let me ask you this. Jerry has really, in the last, say, decade, Jerry has never hasn't made a big splash, Skip. I'm talking about with a big name. He signed some games, guys, but guys were past their prime. When if Jerry made...
And when he has tried to make any splash at all, Greg Hardy, maybe?
Yeah.
It's just a disaster.
It was a disaster.
Okay.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. It's not since Neon Deion Sanders, prime time.
I mean, he used to skip. You know, he used to make splashes. Mm-hmm. T.O. He gave T.O. prime dollar.
Yeah, I agree. Yep.
Best Leroy Glover. Skip, Leroy Glover was one of the better top 5 defensive tackle at the time. Big Leonard Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, Jay's like, you know what? No, I ain't doing this no more.
We draft.
You do.
Sometimes I wonder if Jerry's listening to us and hears this. Like, come on, Jerry, get to work.
Yeah.
Come on.
Because he took me up the Christmas lift. He here. No. I ain't up the Christmas lift.
No. He's listening.
Wake him up.
No mercy.
Hey, Undisputed listeners. I wanted to tell you about our brand new Fox Sports app and website, foxsports.com. Reimagine for the modern sports fan. Go ahead, download the new app right now. You don't even have to pause this episode. Every day on the new app and website, you'll see the top stories in sports, plus a rich world of written content, videos, social media, and analytics to give you a 360-degree view of the most important stories of the day. Streaming live TV has never been so easy or elegant. Every Fox Sports game, including all pregame and postgame shows, are just one click away. For the extra invested fan, we also go deep with real-time wagering lines, trending prop bets, win probability, and key player projections. Download the new Fox Sports app or visit www.foxsports.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey,
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, Undisputed listeners, it's Charlotte Wilder here to tell you about my new podcast with Mark Titus called The People Sports Podcast. It comes out every Thursday, and Mark and I take one of the big stories of the week, and then we go off on tangents you never saw coming. This might mean that we start talking about the Dodgers winning the World Series and end up wondering if Knicks fans deserve happiness, or begin with LeBron's greatness and end up drafting our ultimate beer league softball team made up of old athletes. Whatever it is, the only rule of the show is that it has to be fun and funny, because these days we could all use as many laughs as we can get. So check it out wherever you get your podcasts and come down weird sports rabbit holes with us. We can't wait to have you.
Well, during a radio interview in L.A., LeVar Ball didn't hold back talking about his son's situations. He disagreed with Lonzo's role in New Orleans and called out Zion and Brandon Ingram by saying neither star is a playmaker. LeVar then turned his focus to LaMelo, saying he didn't need Michael Jordan's advice because the legend is like expired milk because it has been so long since MJ has won a championship. I cannot believe that he said that. Shannon, how will these latest LeVar statements impact his sons here?
Well, they don't help, Skip, but his sons have to be some of the strongest-minded individuals I know because they have to block out all this because they're constantly hearing it. And I'm sure that his teammates are like, man, you heard your dad say it? And they still just go out there and play basketball. For Lonzo, Skip, I get. But you can't say because guys didn't do this at the collegiate level, they can't do it at the NBA level. Skip, nobody thought Jordan was going to be the player. Jordan was this kind of player at the collegiate level. Anthony Davis wasn't even close to this kind of offensive player at Kentucky.
Not even close.
Guys evolve, LeVar. Yep. I get that you want the ball in your son's hands all the time. Nobody else should touch the ball unless they rebound it to pass it to your son. I get it. But to say Brandon Ingram is an all-star, Zion Williamson is an all-star. Is Zion the playmaker your son? No. But I think Brandon Ingram could be, and he's showing that he can run the offense. And Stan Van Gundy has trusted him enough and put the ball more in his hand than even Alvin Gentry did. He's put the ball in Zion's hand. A lot of that has to do, Skip, so they can't double him. They give the ball to Zion, let him get a head of steam, let him come down, he's laying it up, or he's getting buckets.
Yep.
Melo. If Melo were to go ask Jordan advice, I'm sure Mike would have no problem giving him advice. But Mike is not a guy that just comes down there watching practice and say, pulling guys to the side.
Yep.
Man, look, I know he wants his sons to play together. But do they really want to play together, or do they want to make a name for themselves? And I think they're doing greater part. This is the Lonzo Ball I think the Lakers thought they were going to get. But I think a lot of that has to do with the way Melo's come in. Melo's aggressive. Man, I watched him last night, Skip. He don't play like he's 19. And nothing phases him. He played terrible in the first half.
He did.
And he forgot all about it. He forgot that he played terrible. He came out there and had an unbelievable second half and had an unbelievable game. But I just don't know where LeVar thinks these comments go. Maybe he thinks they listen to him, but I can assure you, the guys that's running these teams, they just shake their head. But this is what you have to deal with. You knew that.
Yep.
You knew what you was getting when you drafted with his sons. So I guess they'll deal with it.
All perfectly said by you. By the way, Russell Westbrook in college, I didn't see any of this.
None of it.
James Harden in college, sorry.
None of it.
Sorry. Okay, back to LeVar. We love LeVar.
Yeah.
Fun to have on the show.
He is.
Entertaining. And there's always truth to what he says. Some truth. Sometimes too much truth to what he says. And I still cannot fathom why he keeps doing this to his sons.
Right.
Because it doesn't help either one of them remotely.
No.
It only makes their life more difficult in their two basketball situations.
Right.
LeVar just took on the greatest player in the history of this game, in my opinion, in many people's opinion. And he is the owner and operator of the franchise for which LaMelo now plays.
Right.
And he pays LaMelo's salary. And I will give you this. Michael can't pick players, but he can still teach players.
Yeah.
And I'm sure here and there he will help LaMelo's growth. He just will. So what good does it do to say you're like expired milk? That when's the last time you won a championship? Well, he won six and six tries, and it's just there. It's on his record, and it'll never go away.
But the recipe for winning, Skip, it doesn't change.
No. And it's so offensive to me because I still mostly blame LaVar for what happened to Lonzo with the Lakers. Mm-hmm. It was the most unfair thing I've ever witnessed evolve and develop because all of a sudden, LaVar, talk about speaking it into existence, he spoke himself into existence at his son's expense. His son was 18 years old trying to make it with the Lakers as the number two pick, picked by Magic Johnson,
right,
proclaimed by Magic Johnson that his number two jersey will hang one day in our rafters.
Yeah.
Really? Boy, that's a tall order.
Yeah.
And then, before he could even dribble an NBA basketball, his father said he's already better than Steph Curry. What are you talking about? Even if you believe it with all your heart and soul, why would you say it?
Right.
Because in trying to speak that into existence, you're going to speak your son into oblivion.
Right.
Because every night he's going to have to deal with another point guard who's going to want to terrorize him to get even with you.
Right.
What happened on opening night at Staples?
But I think he kind of learned a little bit because he didn't say Melo better than nobody.
I think
he kind of learned his lesson by that one.
Patrick Beverley, a little pit bull of a defender. What did he do to Lonzo on opening night? The first time he ever played in the NBA, a real game. He destroyed him.
Picked him up 94
he
feet.
He just destroyed him. And when the game was over, he pointed to the fifth row to wherever
that's you.
LaVar was.
You
that
called
was
that.
For you. And then we had a string of those where point guards were just destroying poor Lonzo. He's just 18. He doesn't have his man body yet.
Right.
And this year, for the first time, he's starting to look like a grown man.
He does, me. Skip. Yep. He's playing really well. He's shooting the ball well. He's distributing the ball. I mean, he had a couple of triple-doubles. He get 8-9 rebounds
a
game.
He had 17 assists the
yes.
other night. He's shooting 39.5%. I'm sorry, 38.5% from three.
Yes.
You want to talk about a transformation?
I agree with you. I just don't know. What was the purpose of you saying this?
Does this not make it a little awkward and uncomfortable for Zion and B.I. with Lonzo?
Yeah.
And again, you can say they just laugh it off. That's just LaVar. But you know what sticks in your craw?
Of course it
stick
does.
In mine.
Yeah. I mean, if a family member of a teammate of mine were to have said something, yeah.
What do you always say? Then that had to come from
right.
Lonzo to start with?
And the thing is, Skip, that might be Lonzo might have the only person that he speak for himself. He don't even care what Lonzo can say, Dad, don't say that. But like Lonzo was out here, he says, I'm used to it. They're used to him being this way. He's been that way their entire life.
Entire lives.
He ain't going to change now, Skip.
And listen, the Pelicans are having trouble enough finding their chemistry together, and I don't get it because their star power is extraordinary.
We don't play no
but
defense.
They don't play up to it. And I'm
they
not,
do offensively, Skip.
They do sometimes.
They just don't play any defense.
I'm not the biggest Stan Van fan, but the point is that even on offense, some nights it looks out of sync because is it your turn or my turn? And
right.
now they do. And I like the sort of subtle change. Let Zion occasionally just have the ball
right.
at the top of the key and just say, I'm going
right.
to go here, I'm going to go
yeah.
there. I'll just terrorize
right.
you. I'll just get a head of steam and drive it right through you and over you.
He would really be unguardable, Skip, if he worked on a mid-range game.
Yep.
So because we can give him the ball, let's say, at half court. Okay, if the big's just going to stay in the paint, I'm just going to walk into a 15-footer.
Yep.
Once he gets proficient at that and force those
well,
bigs to come out
I've seen him walk into threes before
yeah.
and make them look good making them.
Because he gets that ball on the block, Skip,
yep.
he can pivot and get to the rim so quick. They don't even I mean, it's like he catches the ball and he's gone.
Well, and so what's LeVar saying about Lonzo? Yeah, I want him
to get traded.
I want him out. I know there's a lot of speculation about the Knicks could use Lonzo. Well, they could.
Right.
For sure. And Lonzo can play defense, so could he play for the new head coach?
Thibodeau.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But that just, But that's that, Skip, I've given up. I'm like, LeBar gonna be LeBar. He go LeBar. So us hoping that he doesn't put his boys in this kind of situation.
Yep. Is it for LeVar or for his sons? That's the question.
Skip, he's angling. He wants all of his boys to play together. That's what he wants. But what if a team don't want all of them? What if a team only want one of them?
He came here and he wanted to rename the Phoenix franchise the Phoenix Suns, S-O-N-S.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a great idea, but it's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. No. But like I said, there's a great chance early in their career, Skip, they're not going to play together. Now, maybe once Lonzo, year 10 and year 11, and you're like, you know what? I just want to play with my brother. Okay. But the teams have saying that, not the players.
Yet we heard LaMelo say before he played at Staples that he didn't really follow basketball when he was growing up because his idol was his father.
Right.
Those kids just swear by their father.
They right.
They just do. They are all in, heart and soul.
And don't think old James didn't hear what you said the other day. But you didn't talk about you ain't trying to see me like that, okay? Mm. You don't think old Goat didn't hear that.
What LaMelo said. But LaMelo was just being like straight from the heart honest.
And we put that file on him. You see we bodied him up and let him know.
I saw it. Yeah.
Just letting you know. I'm still the Goat.
Well, he should be since you're playing a teenager.
No, that's good. Hold on. You do realize we were a teenager at one point in time, right?
Yeah, you were. And you look like you're about 38 when you were a teenager.
You go see, we ain't aged a bit.
No.
We ain't aged a bit. They call him Benjamin Button.
Backwards.
O'Bron Button. Yeah, he aged it backwards.
He pushes my button. I know that.
By the time he get 43, he be looking like he like 27. Still average about 20 points a game.
Just to wrap this up, you guys, Mark Stein just tweeted this a couple minutes ago. The Clippers interested in exploring going after Lonzo here. Ooh, so something to keep in mind, which could be interesting.
Good.
I wanted your team to skip. And that was just a couple minutes ago.
See,
so
Jersey will be in the raft.
Thursday, the NBA trade deadline. Yes, it could be true.
No mercy.
Yesterday, the third civil lawsuit against Deshaun Watson was filed, alleging sexual misconduct during massages. Attorney Tony Busby posted on his Instagram later in the day that he is representing 9 total women who will bring cases against the Houston quarterback. And according to a report yesterday, the accusations have still not deterred teams that were interested in trading for the QB if the Texans are willing to make the deal. So we have been following this as new information comes out all week. Skip, are you surprised that the teams interested in Deshaun aren't backing off at this point?
Yeah, I'm surprised and I'm disappointed if, in fact, they're not at least saying, let's hold on here. Let's back up. Let's wait. Mm-hmm. Let's see what continues to come out and what is ultimately proven. But, Shannon, in the history of this league, there has never been a player this valuable, this young, who could hit the open market in auction.
Correct.
And you have been out front of this story in reporting on our show that he is just never going to play for the Texans again. He is out.
Out.
And finally, John McClain, who's covered the Texans all the way back to the Oilers, is the oracle when it comes to Houston football. He finally said, I think he tweeted about 48 hours ago, expect him to be traded. So I can only speak for myself. If I ran one of those teams, A, would I want Deshaun? Yes, he's a life changer. I'm his biggest fan. But then B,
this
is so troubling. It's so disturbing. It's starting to run so deep. We're starting to have such a mountain of evidence against Deshaun. None of it yet proven in court, but it continues to grow to the point that this attorney, Tony Busby in Houston, says he is preparing 9 total cases. We know of 3.
Mm-hmm.
And the third lawsuit again points out Watson's behavior is part of a disturbing pattern of preying on vulnerable women. Deshaun, again, responded only to the first lawsuit and said, I've never treated anyone with anything other than the utmost respect, and he wants to clear his name. And he said that the first lawsuit was nothing but a money grab, a desperate six-figure attempt or demand that he rejected. Well, then the severity of the lawsuits deepened all the way to the third lawsuit, And without going into the gory detail, it is so troubling now that you always sit back and say, okay, they all deserve their day in court, obviously. The women, and so does Deshaun.
Correct.
But now I'm to the point where I ask myself the question, is it possible that all three of these women, and potentially nine total, have completely fabricated everything that happened or completely exaggerated or embellished? All nine of them, or three that we know of? Is that possible? Well, sure, it's possible. I'm not sure it's probable,
right?
That there has to be some truth to what's going on here because the evidence mounts?
Well, I think the thing is, Skip, is look when I look at it, I think a lot of this has to do with civil versus criminally. And yep. I'm not, and I think, I don't want people to, I guess because you said it civilly, it's not as bad. Yes, it's bad. One case, let alone if there's as many as nine, is too many. One is too many. Nine is, we get into a whole different ballgame.
By the way, to your point, no criminal investigation charges yet, though this attorney says he will be sending a package to the Houston police of evidence. So here we go.
I believe teams will do their due diligence. I believe probably Deshaun's representatives, they're asked, okay, so what's going on? What is going on here? What do we think is going to happen? What you know, without going into, you know, obviously you can't go into too much details. Is Deshaun going to be okay? Is this something that we should be worried about? Is there more to come? Is there something that we don't know other than what we see in the lawsuit? Is there any criminal culpability gonna come out of this? They're asking all these questions. Also, you're going to have to be able to sell this to your fan base. Now, some fans, Skip, you're going to, man, if we got a chance to get Deshaun Watson, they'll look past all the other things.
Yep.
But there will be some.
There will be.
That will show up at the facility, that will show up at the games and be out front and protect women. And rightfully so, I have no problem. I have no problem with that. We need to protect women. Women should not be, there should be no victims. You know, we saw what just happened, 2 days ago in Atlanta, in my hometown, with the Asian American community. They're suffering right now. So I take all, let it play. I want this thing to play out. And like you said, what they're trying to establish here is this a pattern of behavior where Deshaun Watson, under the guise of wanting a massage, luring these women into this situation with the hopes of something else. That's what they're trying, that's what they're going to try to establish here. Mm-hmm. But I want these women to have their day, their say, but I also want Deshaun to have his day and his say.
Sure.
And whatever the outcome is, Skip, I have no choice but to go with it. Mm-hmm. I don't always agree with every verdict. I don't always agree with every outcome.
Yep.
But all you can do is go to a jury of your peers, and we'll see what happens. But, Skip, you know, with civil liability, it's a lot easier to prove that than in a criminal case.
Yep.
And remember, that's how they ended up, that's how they got OJ. That's how they get a lot of people, Skip. Mm-hmm. That's what the NFL used, Skip, preponderance of the evidence. Mm-hmm. Remember, that's how they got Tom Brady.
They did.
If they really took that to a court, man, the judge was like, the judge told him, what time? Get this out of my courtroom.
Well, the first round did with Brady.
Yep. Get this out of my courtroom. But, Skip, it's just, it's bad. Because, you know, Deshaun, like I said, I know Deshaun a little bit, don't know him that well, that he got himself into this situation. And it's not a good look. He never going to be the Deshaun Watson, the pristine image. It's kind of like it's kind of like the Tiger Woods. We never looked at Tiger Woods the exact same as before. It's going to be hard for people to look at Deshaun Watson in the same light. Even if all nine, he has a trial and all nine of them say, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, didn't happen. People just go look at it like, damn, I ain't know Deshaun was like that.
Correct. He did go ahead and hire two days ago, Rusty Harden,
yep,
who is another celebrity attorney in a very different vein in Houston because he has represented a number of high-profile athletes, starting with Roger Clemens, Adrian Peterson, we can go down the line, Michael Bennett. And if you got trouble, you want Rusty Harden on your side. He is in the Johnny Cochran League as a defense attorney.
Right.
And his opening statement to ESPN 2 days ago was, I'm real comfortable with the kind of person that Deshaun Watson is. He has a great reputation here in Houston, and the allegations are really inconsistent with the kind of person he is.
Right.
That was his opening salvo. 2 days ago, after one lawsuit had been filed.
Right.
wonder if Rusty's sitting back reconsidering his view of Deshaun, because it seems like there is a growing pattern of behavior, that there is a side of Deshaun we did not know.
Right.
So you and I have talked at length about he makes almost $40 million a year. And most athletes of that echelon would hire a full-time athletic massage therapist.
Right.
And you've had one for 20-odd years.
Mm-hmm.
And you trust her and she trusts you.
Correct.
And there's no gray area. There's no question of how it's going to be handled.
And I think the thing is, Skip, when people start looking at your side out is that you're going through the Yellow Pages or you're going through IG to try to find a masseuse. I mean, if I didn't know a masseuse, I'm like, hey, bro, hey, you got somebody to work on you? You know anybody? Does she travel? Does she make house calls? I mean, how far is it? You know, you ask things of that nature. If your massage therapist is not available, that's what you do, Skip. I mean, but you know, I'm not looking in no Yellow Pages to try to find no massage therapist. Mm-hmm. I'm not going on IG to try to find no massage therapist. Now, that's just me. I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong with that. So, because I think sometimes, Skip, it's the mention of impropriety.
Sure.
That changes people's perception of you.
But that, for Deshaun Watson, is risky business.
It is.
It is reckless behavior. Because if there are nine, then it's a lot of one-offs. Right. I just want to meet you one time. And he's flying them in from various places around the country and meeting them at a hotel or at their house.
Right.
It's beneath Deshaun's dignity to do it. Like, he's better than that, we thought.
A lot of times, Skip, as a professional athlete, you're like, this wouldn't happen to me. You take things for granted, and your tenor, it takes you a while, and sometimes it takes things to happen for you to realize, okay, this is not a game. There's people out here like this, and so for me, I just try to remove that element from my life, so I don't have to worry about it, Skip. And then, you know, I know they have cameras on the elevator, but I just feel more comfortable if I'm not on the elevator with a single woman. I just feel better. One woman, two women. It could be three women. I'm not getting on. If I'm the only guy, I'm not getting on. Mm-hmm. And I don't like I said, and when I get facials, I was like, do you mind if you leave the door cracked? Skip, I don't, like I said, if I don't know you like that, got a lady that's been doing my facials for, you know, a decade. Mm-hmm. Okay, she's comfortable with me, I'm comfortable with her.
Okay.
But when I go to a new place, I'm not comfortable with you. Do you mind leaving the door cracked? Because I don't want, you know, I just don't feel comfortable.
So if I were running a football team that desperately wanted to trade for Deshaun, is willing to offer sun and moon for Deshaun Watson, not only am I waiting to see how this all evolves and what comes out for sure and for real, but now I'm questioning Deshaun's behavior, his character, because this does not speak well of Deshaun, just this on a surface alone.
Yeah, Skip, I don't know if you're going to have that kind of time, because I don't know if this thing is going to be wrapped up by the time the draft rolls around. And I believe draft is a drop-dead deadline in order for this to run its course. So you're going to probably have to, you know, put your whatever it is, three first rounders and players. You're going to have to put all that on the table. And the Houston Texans are going to have to, you know, make a decision from that. But like I said, one is too many. Nine is concerning, because it seems like there's a pattern. There's they use the word MO, modus operandi.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems like this is what's going on here. But like I said, I want the ladies. I want you to have your day in court.
Sure.
Deshaun, you deserve to have your day in court, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Well, we do know that Lisa Friel, who heads up that investigative arm of the National Football League, is on the case, and she has requested through this attorney to interview these women in question here, the alleged victims.
Correct.
And that, if nothing else, is this a violation of the conduct policy?
It probably will. He'll probably get a couple of games.
Well, I don't know. Zeke got six.
Yeah.
So it could be more in line with that.
Yeah.
Before all
it's possible. It's possible.
Yep.
This is so hard, because it's a really, really frustrating situation all around. And you guys brought up the draft. So it is 6 weeks away. So I don't know how long it will take to be figuring all of this out. And we mentioned it earlier, but the attorney, Tony Busby, he is expected to hold a press conference later today. He apparently has more text messages to share. So we'll be following the situation. Oh, it's hard, though, because I, as you guys have said, I've
I've been rooting for Deshaun. I love Deshaun. I loved him in college. And so it's a bummer.
Well, those text messages need to be more incriminated than the ones he said, I need you to work my glutes.
I don't want this to be the reality. I really, really hope not, guys.
No mercy.